My name's Stuart, and I've not got gonorrhea.
I like Jim. Hi, and welcome to Ladcast. My name's Mitch.
When have I ever introduced it that way?
You're right, we're in Ladcast.
Hello, welcome to Life After Gaming. My name is...
Sup?
Oh, shit.
Didn't work.
Wow.
That didn't work. I had to stop it there. That was not good enough. That was in your A game, Stu. Think better. Go on.
Hello, and welcome to Life After Gaming. My name is Stu. To my furthest left, I have...
James.
To his right,
Mitch.
And to his right...
Stu.
And we're all here after a festival, and Woo. We're all a bit broken, so excuse our downtrodden tone if we sound it so. It's definitely a long week.
In business.
So we're probably going to concentrate quite heavily on what we all did collectively for the last 2 weeks, I suppose, really. Being that one of those weeks we were at a festival together.
Indeed.
And Alton Towers as well. So,
whoop whoop. 2 times.
I guess we'll start with James right over there in the corner and ask him, what was your highlight, James, of the festival? We can't tell you where the festival was, unfortunately, because legal ramifications and all that. But James, what was your favourite part?
I think my favourite part was the consistent trolling.
You were heavily trolled.
I was consistently trolled for that weekend. It was glorious.
Deserved trolling, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean, James? I didn't
say it's deserved.
How many times do you reckon your tent got trashed?
At least 4 times a day.
Actually, yeah. Every time I walked past your tent,
it was
taken
dead.
Down. Yeah. In fact, I felt so bad at one point, I made Mitch put it back up.
That happened. Yeah. I only broke it once. I think you broke it.
Hey,
Stu, I think you broke it loads of times.
No, I only broke it once, and then I put it back up.
Okay. Maybe it wasn't me all the time then.
Crazy idea.
Crazier idea. That's you shouldn't have been in your tent for the whole time.
Well, you were in your tent for like 90% of the festival.
I was very hungover.
You were. Just out of curiosity, where did you think the best place was to be sick? Was it literally outside your door?
Outside the door.
Outside the door. Okay.
Right,
how many times
did
you step on that?
No, I never stood on it.
Never once.
It was pretty ricey, so you could
it was quite ricey.
How was it ricey? There
was a curry.
There was a curry.
There was curry.
Do you think it was the curry or the hangover that did you?
I think it was the excessive amount of alcohol.
I think it was
I think Captain Kirk drank far too much.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk definitely drank far too much.
It's whiskey. Don't get up for a free bar and then hand me whiskey. Bad time for everyone involved.
It was terrible whiskey as well. It wasn't good whiskey.
Very cheap whiskey, but it was whiskey.
So we should probably explain that the festival had themes for the 3 days. The first night being superheroes and video game characters.
I still don't understand why you were Captain Kirk. That's
because Captain Kirk is a superhero.
He's a superhero.
I don't know. About
and he's a video game character. He is a superhero. Shut up. Shut
right,
your
I'll,
whole mouth.
I'll kind of give you terrible, terrible video game.
Captain
character.
Kirk boldly went when no man has gone before.
which is ironic.
It is ironic given the circumstances behind that.
Oh,
no, but
goodness.
People have been there before though.
Hey, so
lots of people. In fact, I think it's got its own separate race.
Either way, how on earth did you think going as Captain Kirk was a good idea? Because considering any game he's been in has been terrible. In fact, I don't even think there is an original Star Trek game on... Actually, there probably is on the Commodore, I suppose.
Yeah, there are Star Trek games. There's one.
Yeah, but most of them are next generation, aren't they?
No, it's Star Trek games.
And there's their own little Star Trek
unless you count like,
world.
The Atari... Terrible.
The new one based on the film was Captain Kirk, right? But it wasn't the creeper.
It was creepy Kirk. The Shatner Kirk.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't that Kirk. It was the new spangled I'm great at everything.
No, it'll be pervy old Shatner. Don't worry about it.
You pulled it off really well.
Yeah.
From the neck down, you looked exactly like Captain Kirk.
Face up, you looked like the creeper.
Well, this is unfortunately again we're trolling you again, so we've kind of stolen your story. So
yeah, go on. Wow.
Talk to us about your night as Captain Kirk.
Can't remember.
I can, but we won't go into that.
Yeah.
Do you remember crowd surfing that night?
Kind of, because I woke up with that back.
You were forcibly crowd surfed. You were literally chucked onto a bunch of people.
Yep.
It was one of the best things. I was trying to DJ. James gets up, nearly pulls off the entire table full of decks and mixer. So I go, Andy, please get him off the stage. So he just pulls you off and starts crowd serving you across the stage. crowd. It's very funny to watch.
Mm, it's good.
It's a good picture of it as well.
It was.
In fact, there's quite a few good pictures of you from that night, particularly You definitely went hard and then went home.
Year 10. Yeah. Fair
enough. Cool. That's so, what was that? That was your favourite part of the festival then?
No,
I don't have a favourite part. I hate it. I hate the whole thing.
Yeah, it's alright. I hate
having free booze.
I enjoyed it. It was, I think, Old Town's probably the highlight, I guess.
Old Town's?
Yeah.
Okay. The water park or the actual park?
The theme park.
The theme park.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll come back to that a bit later. We'll talk about Old Town's.
Because getting started on the water park.
I'm sure we've got a lot to say about the new ride and stuff.
So yes.
We'll collectively come back to that a bit later. Yes. Mitch, what was your favourite part?
I really enjoyed DJing for the first time. That was really fun.
You didn't DJ.
Yeah, I did. I totally got loads of credit for DJing.
You stood there and took all the credit for my DJ.
All of the credit was mine.
Well, yeah, the credit was yours, but you did none of the work.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Unfortunately, that is my ideal in life.
Yeah, no, I'm
all right with supporting this motherfucker on my shoulders. Like,
yeah,
that's fine.
I did a lot of work on that stage.
I was
the Bez of your Happy Mondays.
I did enjoy how
just
you
dancing around. No.
You're the Yoko Ono to my John Lennon. I think you're fine.
No.
You're that really annoying bitch just going.
No,
in the background.
All that crowd. That was all for me.
He's the Rod to your Rodamimi.
Hang on a minute.
He's the puppet master.
No, that was a good night though. The DJ until 5. I obviously. Yeah,
no, that wasn't a good night.
Legit. No,
5 in the morning was terrible.
No, it was alright. It was good. I enjoyed it.
I distinctly remember the security guards come up going, "Yeah, half past three, mate. Cut that off." I'm like, "All right, cool. Go till 4 o'clock. All right, no worries. We'll go till 4. Half past 4, boys. No, it's bedtime now, sir. No, half past 4. 5 o'clock rolls around. We're still fucking going.
I was enjoying it until you killed the crowd with Gangnam Style.
I was trying to go to bed.
Well, I was against that.
Yeah, I noticed.
That wasn't the first time I removed myself from the stage, so I was apart from the.
What was the second time?
The first time. No, that was the second. That was the second time. The first time was when Spike played.
Stacey's mum.
I also left that stage. I was like, nope.
I walked away
not
and played some Village People.
Someone played Village People?
I did play in the Navy. I got away playing in the Navy.
I was out.
Not know
he,
that.
He queued up the song. I was like, bye.
That was probably the first night and I'd probably gone to bed.
Went down pretty well as well, considering everyone was dressed as a sailor at one point.
Good point.
Yeah. Whatever, Stu.
No, that night was good.
I needed Stu once. I needed him for one song. Once. The one song I don't have on my playlist.
And he wasn't there.
And he wasn't there.
No. My CDs are in the car.
That was good. Haunted Towers was my highlight. I'd been to Haunted Towers for like 11 years, so that was great for me. Like I say, we'll talk about that later.
What was the worst part for you?
Worst part? Well, worst part was also part of Haunted Towers. You taking me on Hex was probably the worst part.
That was my favourite part.
Somebody's skin colour changed so fast.
So we'll definitely come back to that because that's easily my favourite part.
Yeah.
Other
than that, it was good. I was dressed as Pac-Man. Or the
no
Pac-Man
way.
Ghost. I was dressed as Blinky. The Pac-Man Ghost is the first night.
You were in a fucking poncho with eyes.
Yep.
You made no effort.
No, yeah.
It's like a £5 poncho as well.
£5 poncho.
That you probably bought from Old Towers, to be fair.
No, I bought poncho from Menkind.
Why didn't you take it to Old Towers?
Because I didn't give a shit about getting wet. I wasn't the pussy with a poncho.
I just wore it.
But you were the pussy with a poncho, just
yeah.
In fancy dress.
Yeah, that was the first thing. I remember it was Old Towers. I was the normal guy with a white face because you took your head.
Well, yeah, that's true. Alright, Stu, what was your favourite part?
You telling that guy to stop shaking.
That was great. That was brilliant.
I guess
tell that story.
Are we going to come back to that?
Tell that story now.
Talk to it.
Oh, from where I was, dude, we were kind of minding my own business next to the bar. And then young Timothy came running up to us with a hasted look in his eye, screaming, "Come with me, come with me." And we all kind of looked blankly at him for about 30 seconds. And then he started shouting that somebody had broken into his tent and was still in there, to which we all kind of hot-footed it across the field back towards the tent.
I don't think I've run that far for that distance and as fast.
I fell over because I was too drunk and my legs weren't working fast enough.
I think me and you were in the ahead of everyone, and I looked across and saw that you were keeping up with me, and I was like, oh, all right, bye, you go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't realise that I could actually... Adrenaline takes over pretty quick, right?
Yeah, I had a beer in one hand and my legs were like not working as fast as they should have been. I literally just slid across the ground. And then getting there, finding that mess.
Drunk guy in the tent, sleep
piss, sick. I still reckon there was shit in there.
I think we've come to the conclusion that it was.
Yeah. Was that what was on the shoulder? Oh, great.
Oh, no, that was mud.
It was like in
the
doorway, yeah. And there's like a little divot in the ground. And somebody said it was sick, and I was like, that doesn't look like sick to me. there's like loads of food plates in there and half chewed bones. Where did they come from?
There was a rubbish bag in there, and he somehow managed to rip open the rubbish bags and it went everywhere.
Which is interesting.
Who was eating food in there?
We put the rubbish bags in the corner of that tent just to keep them out of the way.
Okay.
It was a big tent.
And all the chairs upside down. One was covered in some sort of fluid with some sort of bodily function. And then I didn't actually see the guy until very late. And ripped him through between a partition and two bedrooms.
He had literally gone to the tent, picked up a bin bag from somewhere in the field, probably just outside the tent, I imagine. Ripped open the first compartment to get into the tent, and then where the two bedroom compartments are, they were locked at the time with a padlock, and he's literally just tore through the lining, which just proves that putting a lock in your tent is fucking pointless. There he was asleep on the airbed of spikes,
wearing a pair of cut off denim shorts up to his asshole and
a white top,
and that was it.
Which was covered in some sort of brown.
It was covered in matter. Let's call it matter for now.
We don't know what kind of matter it is, but it was definitely disgusting, and he was soaking from head to toe, sleeping in the sleeping bag of Spike from Creepy Gaming. Please continue, Steve.
Finally you dragged him out and you got him standing. You trying to diagnose who he was and where he was from was quite amusing. Just repeating yourself over and
who,
over.
Who are you? Where are you from? Who are you from? Where am I? What am I doing? What's going on?
Yeah, where am I? It was one of the answers. And then he just stood there shitting himself. And I was like, stood outside, flashing my torch on the tent, trying to like illuminate the old idea of just waiting for him to do something stupid.
To be fair.
Because he didn't realise there was like six people stood outside.
Oh, no, he realised.
No, he realised.
The first one we did when we got there is ran in and grabbed him by the leg and pulled him like that.
There was, bearing in mind, he'd literally just woken up and he was completely out of his fucking skull. About six or seven people turned up, not small guys either, pretty big guys turned up.
James was
by far the smallest person there.
Aww,
and
you had both me, you and Tim all screaming
at him,
thinking it was just some naughty person who was trying to steal from the tent originally, until it sort of came about that he's just some drunk guy who
pretty much did the same to his tent the night before, by the sounds of it, and then needed a tent to stay in.
Having a terrible, terrible night. So to defuse the situation, we had to I had to try and figure out who he was and where he'd come from. Unfortunately, all my questions were met with dribble. All the meanwhile, I've got six guys behind me ready to beat the shit out of him, so he's more concerned about having the shit kicked out of him than he is about figuring out who he is at this point. It was an interesting night. I went from very drunk to very sober in a very, very quick space of time, which ruined my night a little bit.
Yeah, but you didn't nick anything, just a little bit of like damage, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just a terrible, terrible night for him, I think, in general.
Yeah, but it's funsies. My worst point of was waking up in the middle of the night, almost shitting my pants. I spoke to you. You woke up. You said, "Is that used to you?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "You alright?" Like, "Yeah, just get to the toilet." That was a close call.
I spoke to you in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I was definitely dream talking.
I tell you, I should have bought a lottery ticket that night, because I opened that one porta cabin and it was spotless.
Wow, that is they got pretty bad at one point. I think that for me is my definite worst part of any festival in general, not just this one, but the fact that you try to go to the bathroom and it's like you walk into hell.
A shitty brown hell.
Yes, and I still will never understand people who go in there and shit on the floor or on the walls
or in the sink. I don't know, somebody said there was shit in one of the sinks. I re-imaged the inside of the porta cabins, and I realised the sink was above my waist.
Yeah, it's quite high. You must have stood on the toilet to have a shit.
Yeah, that must have been like a 4.5 foot high. how they got up there? I don't know.
It's the effort that goes into it.
There was a cigar in the urinal at one point, I seem to remember.
Was it a cigar?
I don't know. The urinals were a whole different mess of disgusting, because there was one hole, like as you walk in, that you can see
the pool of
urine, and they didn't clean the urinals the urinals out the whole time we were there, so it just stank.
Yeah. What concerned me is that you walked in there and it was splish, splash, splish, and I'm like, oh no, what am I stood in?
Yeah, I didn't think about that. Now I'm thinking about it.
And I had my little pocket torch on me the second night after I got warned for having my big torch on me. and checking your urinals, make sure there's not a can or a drinks container or some sort of thing in there, and then just pissing all over your own jeans.
Yeah. Oh, clever. Going for the non-splash packet.
Yeah, going to find the one that's not got anything sat in it looking at you.
Honestly, people, if you go to a festival and you feel the need to, one, shit in a sink or... you
on
know,
the floor, the urinal.
Or in the urinals for whatever, go and reevaluate your lives. For the love of God, what's wrong with you? It's disgusting.
If you get that drunk, maybe you should stay at home.
If you can't handle your beer, even if it is free, don't do it. Don't do it for the rest of us. We don't need it. So what were your costumes for the 3 days?
My first one was Surgeon Simulator.
Did anyone get it in the end? Did anyone...
Yeah, somebody got it. A couple of people, actually. I don't even know who they were, either. Like, they were like, yeah, 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 yeah. Like, yeah.
Accurate portrayal.
Yeah. The second one, what's the second one?
Cowboy.
Oh, yeah, Cowboys.
Cowboys?
Yeah,
oh,
was,
yeah, you were the
Cowboys, singer. Yeah. And did my old man with no name Clint Eastwood thing with a poncho, which is actually really warm.
Yeah, imagine.
I selected that. It kept me nice and toasty. The third night was supposed to be zombies.
No one did it because we were all too ruined.
Well, we looked like zombies, it was fine.
We did look exactly like zombies,
so
none of us dressed up.
We didn't need to make the effort, it was perfect. We'd been there long enough to...
which was really annoying because that was the one I was looking forward to.
What, zombies?
Yeah, because I had a better.
That sounded
oh, of course,
like
yeah, you were going. In fact, what was your last costume?
I was going to go as Rick Grimes.
Oh, of course,
you were dead.
Yeah,
that's right.
And I couldn't be bothered to get.
Well, to be fair, wouldn't have worked anyway. The whole point was that everyone was going to be dressed as zombies, and you were going to be Rick Grimes, and no one dressed up as
zombies
anyway.
They dressed as the crew and stuff. Right? The jugglers, or whatever.
The worst part was there was a face painting tent, so all the plans for fancy dress went out the window because everyone was just dressed as a panther.
Panther, that's right. Panthers and pandas. Yeah, thanks, guys. Ruined Stu's costume, you did.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
What was your best bit?
My favourite part is probably the Queen Band.
The Queen Band were amazing.
They really
that
were.
That was great.
Queen Bee, for those who
Queen
Bee.
Right.
Yeah, they were actually really, really good as a band. But he was kind of just hilarious.
It was brilliant. It was some fat, kind of Chinese looking guy.
He wasn't
fat, but he had like a big pot belly and like...
He was old. He must have been in his 60s.
Yeah, easily, yeah.
It's like someone's granddad got up and tried to be Freddie Mercury. We saw him like wandering around afterwards and it's without the fake teeth and hair. It's very, very funny. Yeah, that was good. It was good to watch. Had a good fun sort of watching them recreate the classics. My worst part was every morning. I think every morning was the worst part because
the last one was the worst when it was boiling hot.
Yeah, I mean, there's no real way to have an actual line in a tent because everyone around you gets up super early, and the cunts who stay up until 4 o'clock in the morning and don't go to sleep and then wake you up as well. That's the worst part for me. But apart from that, I enjoyed the whole thing. It was
great.
It was a really, really good time. My costumes were Robocop and just
war damaged Robocop.
Yeah, a very damaged Robocop and a very damaged cowboy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mexican Border Patrol, wasn't it?
It was.
With the M16. Mitch, your second costume? Didn't do one, did you?
I wore a floppy hat for a while.
Oh yeah, you were Jeffro.
Wore a floppy hat for a while and a check shirt until I got cold and took it all off after about 10 minutes.
And James, you didn't do a second costume, did you?
No, I didn't.
Did you even bring one?
I bought Kirk and I was up.
Did you go out for the second night?
Yeah.
You were not on your tent.
But no, we had to go and drag him out like constantly, didn't we?
Oh yeah, that was the whole weekend. After that first night, the whole weekend consisted of us trying to drag James out of his tent.
Yeah. You scumbag.
I think out of the probably, what was it? How long's 4 days an hour? 72 hours, 100 hours? No?
For argument's sake,
let's
say it, yeah.
I think James probably spent about 70 odd them in his
day. Yeah, easily.
He tried.
We spent 2 days in a theme park and a water park, so it didn't work out.
That's also true.
Not 24 hours.
Well, a lot of the time he spent in his tent, he spent in a very collapsed tent as well, let's be fair. We did punish him.
I remember seeing like a tent with two people sleeping on it, which
was
literally completely
flat, yeah.
Collapsed, and there were literally just two bumps in the middle of the field covered by a sheet.
I remember somebody calling us over and showing us that, and then like saying, yeah, these bumps,
they're people.
Yeah.
Did you remember seeing the Transformer tent where someone just bastardized and Frankenstein loads of abandoned tents together at the end?
No.
Yeah, it was just like tent within tent within tent. Very Inception. Very funny.
Nice.
So on towers, let's talk about that.
It was great.
Let's talk about the water park first.
Oh yeah, we went to the water park first. Second day, quite hungover
on the Monday. Yeah,
decided we'd go to a water park, and it was the greatest idea.
Well, it wasn't.
It was the greatest and worst.
The fact that it was a water park and you could get wet, you could have a shower, you could yes. And the water was great because you were hungover and it was great.
The toilets didn't suck.
Toilets didn't suck, but at the same time, £16.50 I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was essentially three slides in a swimming pool.
What are you playing at, Old Towers? £17 more or less to go in a bloody swimming pool. It's a ridiculous amount of money to pay. But we did manage to get a shower. We did manage to have a swim. We got a hot tub as well.
Hot tub.
Don't forget that. James had a little sniff around the
children's pool.
Children's pool.
That happened.
Yep.
Oh, we're going to go on the side. I'm going to go in this pool over here where you guys queue up for 40 minutes.
Yeah, you were there for too long. So we're going to make a swimming pool.
That was pretty awful. Whoever's the pool manager there, sort your fucking life out.
Oh yeah, the queue system for that one particular
the one ride.
Holy crap.
20 minutes queuing up getting the ring. 20 minutes queuing up going onto the ride.
And it was one of the most uncomfortable rides in the whole world. Like that when it's spinning you around inside. I hated that.
I didn't know if I was allowed to spin or not. I was like trying to half stop myself and then, like losing control and like
and
I'm just going past us a bit when they can all see me and I'm blatantly facing the wrong way.
And I just gave up at the end and I just went backwards.
I just didn't care. Like I was like, what is this nonsense?
So that was pretty awful.
It was.
But
the outdoor part of the pool was pretty nice. The going outside was pretty nice. Apart from the guy telling us to calm down. It's,
We were pushing in front of everyone.
Yeah, just the whole family.
And that £2 air blowing sucky ass thing.
That was alright, mate.
Did you use that?
Yeah, I went to the one on the far right.
I didn't
use one, it was shite.
I dried myself the normal way with a towel.
How very draconian of you.
Also, due to the research of using that, Billy Dyson, do your Dyson Airblade thing and make a people dryer.
A people dryer?
Like a full-on, the Dyson Airblade just goes all the way down.
I feel like that's awful.
I think that's the best thing ever. Just close your eyes.
Yeah, you're right.
Otherwise, it'll be on the floor.
So that was alright. And then we came back and got drunk again. And the next day, we went to Holton Towers.
Yeah.
Now, that hungover was...
That
wasn't as great as going into a pool.
I do one of my highlights of those 4 days were one of those was the fast track we bought, but that doesn't count as the festival, so we'll come back to that.
No, we'll talk about all times now. I think.
Yeah, might as well.
But I think the whole scenario we got there, put the hour early pass that we
great.
13
that
minutes
was great.
To solve.
So you get to all towers, you buy your early access, and that lets you into the park at 9 instead of 10, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't let you actually go onto any of the rides. It just lets you queue up closer to the
rides. Of the rides. Yeah, it's fucking shite.
Yeah, Alfie Alton, he's definitely come up with a good system there.
Fucking Alfie Alton.
Yeah, come closer to the rides, children. An hour closer, if you like. But you can't go on anything. It's very, very silly.
So basically, half of our group had the early access and half of them didn't. We were one ride ahead of them, weren't we?
Oh.
Yeah.
For like two rides.
We weren't even one ride ahead of them.
No,
we were half a queue in front of
them. By the time we got off the ride, they were on the ride.
Well, yeah, no, we saw them, didn't we? We were sat at the beginning of 13, and we saw them coming up to walk around the queuing system. So, yeah.
We were quite fortunate, though, because obviously with the new ride being there, no one went that way. They all went the opposite way to us.
They did go to Smiler.
So we managed to get all the decent rides, like 13 and Rita, out of the way pretty quickly. Oh, but let's talk about the best ride of the morning. So, was it the third ride we went on?
Fourth.
Hex was the third.
No,
Hex. Sorry, no, Hex was the third. Sorry, I thought we were talking about Smiler.
That's the fifth.
Oh, yeah, Hex was great.
So,
it was just fantastic.
If you've never been to Alton Towers, Hex is...
experience. It's not really a ride, is it?
It's an illusion.
You go through the main Alton Towers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know what the actual...
Alton Towers, yeah.
Yeah, Alfie's Towers.
Yeah.
Billy's Gaff.
And it tells you a story about a haunted tree, blah, blah, blah.
It's very boring. Stood in this building and this screen comes on and they tell you the story. It's meant to be very creepy. It's just very boring.
I think it's very boring when you're hungover. For children, I imagine it's quite creepy. Adults who really don't want to be on this ride.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I also told Mitch that this ride doesn't spin around.
I was like, I don't want to go on any rides that spin because I'm just going to puke. So let's just go on the fast rides. I can get my adrenaline up. I'll feel a lot better. So I was like, we're going on Hex. I was like, didn't you tell me yesterday this one spins? He was like, no, it doesn't spin. So we're going into the thing. I'm like, okay, it doesn't spin. That's fine. We're all right with that. Maybe it's just a drop ride or something.
What do you think it was? What
I have no idea because there's no
inkling, is there?
There's no pictures of it. There's nothing on there. So you just go in and you don't know what it is. So you're queuing up and you're literally standing around watching these things. You're going through this house and they finally get you to sit down on this little bench. And they strap you into this bench. And you're sat down and then the
spoiler alert.
the room.
Yeah, no, I won't. No, because it's a shit ride. I'm going to put people off this ride. I don't want. I want them to get rid of this ride and put something good instead. Knock down the whole towers.
just get rid of it. We're done with it.
Isn't it? So you basically sit down and the room starts rotating and you start kind of shifting in your seat. So
no,
that
you the
like
it swings
like
a
those, yeah, like one of those pirate ship boats.
Yeah, but because the room spins at the same time as you,
in
it
the
gives you the
direction.
Illusion that you're going up onto the roof.
You're
spinning
around the
down.
Entire room. You're not. If you close your eyes, it just literally feels like you're slightly rocking a bit.
Yeah. Now, the problem with this ride is when you're incredibly hungover, and I mean incredibly hungover, you feel sick as it is. The adrenaline's sort of pulling you out the hangover, but the spinning actually makes you very sick.
Yeah.
I remember hearing from across the way, in front of this whole families and things, "Ooh, look at Mitch's face!" It was one of the best things I heard all day. It was worth the almost being
you
sick
went
myself.
White.
I did. I was white as a sheet.
I was waiting for you to be sick on that guy.
My eyes were shut. My hands on my knees, just like staring at the floor with my eyes closed, just trying to make myself not be sick. I managed not to be sick in the end. The ride stopped and I got off and I got my colour back after a while. In fact, I think I felt like I probably could have been sick up until we went on Oblivion, which was my favourite part of Alton Towers because of James's reaction.
No.
Literally, that is a joint quote.
No. I hate Oblivion.
No.
So James, talk to us about Oblivion since that was the next ride.
Oblivion was fucking awful. I've always hated that ride. No ride needs to just go down.
What do you mean no ride needs to just go down?
It's fucking... It's just an awful, awful ride. No, it's just the drop is just awful. I don't know why I can do any other ride, but Oblivion is just no.
Does anyone want to recreate James's
reactions? So you're on Oblivion. I don't know if anyone's not seen it. Basically, all Oblivion does is it goes up a massive slope quite slowly. It gets to the top of the slope and it's just a massive drop. But before it goes down,
the
drop,
first vertical roller coaster.
I believe so.
Drop, yeah.
So it gets to the top, but instead of just going straight down the drop, it stops you at the top, and so you're looking straight down on everything. I think. Did you start saying nope going up the hill?
Yeah.
So we're going up the hill still, and all we can hear is James going nope, 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 until we get to the top. And as soon as it stops, was that when you started screaming no?
Yeah.
No! No! And then it drops.
It was very, very funny. Very funny to hear him sat behind us. There are kids, like a quarter of his age, having the best time of their life. James is there screaming. It was brilliant. It was it was worth any sort of cue to go on that.
It's the one ride I just can't deal with.
We did do very well. Was it 5 rides by 11 o'clock?
Yeah, we did
very well, to be fair.
So we went on 13 first, which you picked 13 up quite a lot, and I you maybe set the front for it just because you thought I'd be scared. I didn't think it was that great.
I realised
it's you on the phone. Was it me and you at the front?
Maybe, it was definitely me at the front. So
I
if
was
at
the front.
I was at the front with you if you were at the front. I was definitely at the front for 13.
Yeah, you were with Andy, weren't you?
Was it with me and Andy? Probably, yeah. I think that's right. Me and Andy at the front.
I don't think it's scary. I just think technically it's
great. Awesome. Yeah. In terms of like, yeah, technicality, yeah, it's great. I'm not going to spoil it for people who haven't been on it. If you haven't been on it by now,
you definitely deserve to be spoiled.
The floor drops out.
Yeah.
The end.
Twice.
The floor drops out. Fine. So it goes around. It's a very mediocre roller coaster, but it was good because it was the first one we'd been on.
It was quite quick as well.
So you don't know what to expect because you've not been on all these other roller coasters that have got either twists and turns or speed or loops and stuff like that. So this one just goes round as a normal roller coaster, throws you around the track for a bit. Then it comes to the stop, and it looks like you're about to come into the end of the ride, but actually you come into like a warehouse type thing, and there's like all like creepy ghouls and stuff like that, and then the lights go, and loud noises.
Okay. Creepy ghouls
in that, yeah. And the lights go out, loud noises, and it just drops you suddenly down, which is, for a roller coaster, quite great, because normally you're just going
round
the track really fast.
Without ever being on a roller coaster that's done it before, you don't expect a roller coaster to drop where it
just
does.
Drop, yeah.
Which is...
I swear it gets higher and higher every time, doesn't it?
I don't know. When you know it's coming, though, it's nice and exciting.
And then it just takes you backwards along around a bit of track and then back into the track. But yeah, it's alright. Then we went on Rita, which is fucking fast.
Rita's fast. That will shoot the bloody hangover.
Yeah, after that, my hangover was like, oh, nope, no more hangover. Then we went on Hex and we fucked it all up.
Yep, perfect.
Then Oblivion, then Smiler. We had fast tracks for Smiler. Went past the 2-hour queue for
Smiler. Yeah, no, there was a bit more to that, wasn't it? Because it was a last ditch fast track, wasn't it? We were picking up our group tickets at the beginning. and turned around and said to everybody, I said to the girl at the counter, I was like, is there a fast track just to Smiler? Because I was looking at the list on the window. She was like, yeah, it's 14 quid for that and a couple of other rides, or £7 for just a Smiler. And we're like, nah, we've got Oblivion. The rest of them we're trying to deal with.
We did very well for queues the entire day.
And we probably, by the time we walked all the way through the maze of the queuing system, I think we were like the third set of carts going through Smiler.
And
then it broke.
If it didn't count the part where it actually broke down, when you guys got on it, because we got separated, didn't we, with Mikey. We got separated a bit, so you guys were on the ride ready to go, and there was like everybody else.
Oh, by the way, Ralph, on the Smiler ride, you look just like Mitch. It was you that broke it.
Mitch does break everything. I'd had a good run of breaking things yet that day. Yeah. The thing is, what I hear in general that ride breaks down quite a lot. They've been having problems since they've opened it. But the ride itself,
brilliant,
amazing,
fucking amazing,
phenomenal ride. Yeah,
best ride at the park. James, what do you think of the ride?
Yeah, it's right.
Brilliant.
I enjoyed it.
Such a salesman, this guy. Just hype. All hype.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. I thought it was good. Except for the bit when they had the anti-vertical drop.
Oh, yeah.
Vertical incline.
James doesn't like being vertical, apparently. So, yeah. averse to Oblivion, where it goes down, the Smiler has about halfway along a massive upward incline where you're just literally almost over vertical, just going up a slope.
Yeah, you don't even mind down at this point. You're almost falling up.
You're feeling going over, don't you?
I enjoyed it. It was great. It was really long as well for a roller coaster. It just kept going.
I think it's 2 minutes almost.
Yeah. For a roller coaster. Just keeps throwing around the track. Massive amounts of loops. 14, did you count loops?
They say about it, don't they? It's not loops, it's inverts.
Inverts.
Because some of them are twists.
Right. It was great. I came off it, my arms were hurting because I was grab onto the sides. Whenever we went over a vertical thing, I would push against the vert to keep myself central.
Yeah.
By the time I came off, my arms were aching, my hands were hurrying from gripping on, but it was great.
I think from there, that's where my hangover sort of subsided as well, because
none
of us had been on that ride before, so it was all new and exciting, and it's a lot of twists and turns.
It's great.
And it's very fast as well. It's good. If you ever go to Old Towers, you buy a fast
definitely. You don't buy a fast track, you're queuing for 2 hours, pretty much.
What was it, 3 hours when we were first there? I'm sure it was
It was out the door, wasn't it?
Was out
the queuing system.
When the door starts, it's 2 hours.
When we went back,
towards
the end of the day, it was getting back up the stairs again.
Yeah.
You go through the gateway and go down a set of stairs, and then you've got a massive rat trap going through. And it was getting back up to the stairs again. And it was oh God, I don't envy you guys.
I think other than that, we went on the big rides after that, didn't we? We went on Air, we went on Nemesis. What else? Nemesis.
The Nemesis
Subterra.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad I didn't go on.
Oh, well, that's all about getting a dildo stuck in your ass.
It's pretty much what it is.
Not quite. What did you think of that one? Did you go on that one with us?
Yeah. It was just me and Mikey, didn't.
Yeah, you chicken, didn't you?
Yeah,
bailed.
I'm glad I didn't go on it. It sounds terrible.
It was really crap.
It sounds awful.
It's not that bad, it's better than Hex.
I imagine it is better than Hex, but Hex is terrible, so.
Yeah. There's that guy who loved his job, the torch at the end. It's James' favourite part of the whole ride.
It was just, he way enjoyed it. They all had uniforms on.
Yeah,
there
was actors
on
that,
wasn't
there? Yeah.
Yeah, it was 15
way too much.
Yeah.
But it's all about the lifts. The lift up and down.
Oh, yeah, the lifts in inverted commas. Yeah, the fake lifts, the rooms that just shake.
That was awful.
It was it's so bad. But, I mean, it could have been so much more as well, because the concept is pretty good. The idea of going into a room, watching the birth of this alien creature, or watching the egg, and then that egg exploding, very alien style, falling through the floor. It's a cool concept. They could have done a lot with it. And then you find out Nemesis was a crab,
which is
very, very, very confusing. For anyone who's ever been on the Nemesis ride, all you're riding on is the remains of a crab that they pinned down because they can't kill it.
They pinned it down with a roller coaster because that's what all the cool kids do.
Oh, what a weird bit that the military are like, well, I don't know what to do with this thing. We've nailed it to the floor now. Better put a roller coaster on it.
Why do roller coasters have to have a story now? That's the oldest ride there now.
Smiler was the same. It had some sort of story.
You're meant to be rehabilitated by it.
Yeah, normalised or whatever it is.
In fact, so does 13. 13 has a story as well.
Yeah.
Don't go alone. Yeah, well, I don't actually know why. I suppose it's a theme park, so it does make sense. But, I don't really care about the story of a bloody roller coaster.
No, I just wanted to go really fast and throw me around quite fast.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was all right. Subterra is okay. It's for what it is. If you do it once, it's done, and you've done.
I think part of my favorite part of the Old Towers was the water cannons as well.
We'll come back to in a minute. After we'd done, was it before we did it before or after? It was after, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it then was Subterra.
End.
Yeah,
Subterra was
the last thing we did.
The last thing you did. Okay, then we went, and then they went on Spider
right.
again.
So okay, before we went to Subterra, then we or Nem- in fact Nemesis in general, we had to go on the log flumes and the what they called
River Rapids.
It's just basically a big rubber dinghy.
Yeah.
With seats.
Which is what we started on. We started on the River Rapids, and as you go around, obviously you get wet from the bloody, you know, the waterfalls and stuff.
Right.
But you get to the bit near the end where the cameras are, and what you don't see is to the right, there are water cannons manned by people who pay to use these water cannons. So you get to a point where you feel like...
We must have put like 30 quid in those things.
Yeah, we got to a point where we felt like we were scot-free, and then all of a sudden we're being squirted with water cannons from the side. We thought, well... that looks like a lot of fun. So after we finished having to go on the what they call the River Rapids, and after we had sort of got off and queued back round, we decided we'd go and have a look at these water cannons. It's a pound a go, and it's a pound a go to troll 10 people, essentially 10 shots, 10 people you control.
Yep.
And I think we were there for at least half an hour in collectively, I would say.
Yeah,
half
definitely.
An hour. And I know myself, I spent at least 8 quid.
Yeah, I spent about 5.
There's like 2 or 3, I think.
And the best part was waiting for like the unsuspecting family, waving to them like,
yep.
"Hey, hope you're having a good time," and just cracking the dad in the face or
the kid,
or the kid, or trying to blow the kid off the side of the boat with a water cannon. It made my day, and the amount of swearing
the abuse that came back. Yeah,
yeah.
That
yeah.
woman that threw the bottle at us.
Yeah, yeah, she did not have a fun time. I think Mikey also enjoyed that probably the most as
yeah.
well. At one point, we had all 8 cannons, man, didn't we?
Yeah.
So literally, all eight cannons.
Six, it was 3 in each.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, six cannons taking out families.
Just doing surprise attacks, like ducking down and
yeah.
stuff.
And bear in mind, we're sat in our lag jackets, so if they wanted to find us, they probably could now.
Oh, shit, we haven't even mentioned the lag jackets. We got lag jackets, bitches. What up?
Yeah, we probably should mention that at this point.
What up? That's awful.
The man, the merchandiser, Stu, has... got us a design for varsity jackets, Lightcast varsity jackets. They're black and white, they're very cool looking, and they just whore the shit out of us.
I really thought they were going to be awful, and actually they're quite good.
I was kind of hoping they would be awful either way, but then they were really good and it was even better, so yeah.
I have made inquiries into Derpy James plushies as well.
Really?
How much are they at now?
I haven't actually had a straight answer back yet. They all want like more designs. If anybody out there can do caricatures, I'll give you a photo of James. Please caricature it, and then I can get it made into a plushie, and you can have one for free.
Do you hear that? So,
free plushie to anyone who can draw us a really good
Derpy James caricature.
We've also mentioned that we need to give our social media lady a jacket, really. So, if you're listening, which I know you are, we will get you a jacket as soon as we can at some point. However, in return, James wants his fleshlight. Just going to push that out there.
I get a fleshlight?
Yeah, for Christmas. In return of the lag jacket, you get a fleshlight.
You did ask for it, to be fair.
Is it weird? I think I asked for it.
Last podcast. Do you listen to your own podcast?
We probably should apologise as well. We did say that we would try and record from the festival, but it was a bit of a...
It was a bit messy.
It was a bit messy.
To be fair, logistically, we probably couldn't have done it anyway.
It would have been in the car or something.
Yeah, it was too windy. The
too windy, too wet, too many people just shouting, too many drunks. It wouldn't have worked.
It would have sounded pretty terrible. I don't think it would even been funny, to be honest, because we were all... quite drunk at some point.
Broken. If not drunk, broken.
Yeah, and we're still quite broken now, to be
honest.
Yeah,
we've been
back for nearly a week, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, apologies about that, but you know, you're hearing the highlights now, as it were. But yeah, I think we can all agree Alton Towers was definitely the best. Still, every year we go, it's the best part of the going, because it's an excuse to be up there, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Might as well while you're there, yeah. It's only like half an hour down the road, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, it was... So many people realised what we were doing this year that...
We ended up with a big crew going.
We did.
There was about 12 of us?
There were even people jealous who didn't go. It was very silly. So, again, we'll do it next year for the new ride, whatever that is.
New for 2014?
I don't think they're anything from 2014. It's usually like 2 years between rides, isn't it?
No, every year they've done one. 2012 was Sonic Spinball. 2013 was
13. We didn't go on Sonic Spinball.
No, we didn't. Yeah,
no,
2000-
no one wants to go on that.
No, 2011 was Sonic Spinball.
New for 2012. New for 2012. Sonic Spinball.
It's wrong because Subterranean was last year.
Was it? Oh, yeah. You might be right, actually. I don't know. But there's a new ride every year. Or experience them. In fact, I'm sure they're advertising it.
They probably do half your half, don't they? They probably do rides and then this like, experience. And the next one will probably be something like...
Part two or something,
yeah. I ain't going on it. Next year, I'm not going next. I can tell you that now.
Well, before we move on to a different subject completely, let's ask James about the haunted house.
Oh, fuck. I think it was awful. What was the point in it?
Well, the duel. What about?
Duel was amazing.
It's fucking shit. They took a haunted house and went...
No. What they did have is they had a haunted house, which is fucking awful.
It was terrible.
And then they put guns in it to make it entertaining.
They made it worse.
That train that you're on. If you take the guns out, that train, that whole like thing you do, that's what it used to be.
Yeah, I'd prefer that over just...
No way!
Someone's gone around and put some fucking lights on some demons and maybe shoot them.
So basically, they've turned what used to be a haunted house, ghost car, haunted house place, into a rail shooter. So you get given a laser gun, there's loads of lights everywhere, you shoot the lasers, it tallies up your score.
The lights are on zombies.
What do you mean it made no sense?
If they were going to do it, it should have been like crossbows.
Give you actual crossbows.
Like the gun should have been a crossbow firing.
But your problem isn't the laser.
It's the shape of the gun.
It had no meaning. It was literally like this.
But why does it have to have meaning? You went on a ride where the whole story was about a haunted branch.
Yeah, but that was still like in themed. It's like the haunted house, a haunted house with zombies and stuff. But going in theme, it would be like Van Helsing style shit. I can't believe
your issue with the ride
was the
shape of the gun.
It was just like, oh wait a minute, be careful, some of these zombies have laser guns and they'll fight back. Why the fuck does a zombie have a laser gun? It's just like pointless. It's pointless. It's just like, the gun, I understand it's fine, it's something different, you can shoot and shit, but no. Have like it can still have the laser bit, but like make it sound like a fucking crossbow. Have it shaped like a crossbow. Yeah.
I've never heard someone so confused by a ride.
It didn't make any sense. The whole ride, I was.
Did you not wonder why we walked straight on?
Was everyone like going around shooting the gun?
It was the same on Hex actually. When we're on Hex, for me, the reason I probably didn't throw up or feel sick was because right next to me was James going, "Hang on. Are we going upside down or are we just rocking?" And I'm like, I think we're just rocking. It's like, my brain doesn't work right. I don't understand what's going on. And the whole time we got off, he was just like, I just don't understand it. I don't have a clue what's going on.
I don't know. Those are the two rides.
It was even like last year, and I was like, make sure your money's in your pockets and stuff like that, because it will all
you
fall.
You did it to me, and I was like,
did you cotton before we went on the ride? Like, as soon as we sat down, did you realise what was going to happen?
No. Right, because I'm bearing in mind I'm quite hungover. All I want to do is be out of that room because I don't want to be on the ride. As soon as you say, "Oh, by the way, Mitch, it spins," I was lying. I was like, "Oh, for fuck's sake!" So all I'm thinking about is how can I not be sick. Then I've got him saying, "Oh, everyone, make sure your money's in your firmly in your pockets." So it's me fumbling around my wallet in the dark trying to get my coins in my fucking wallet. I can't see. I can't really get them in. In the end, I was like, "Oh, it's okay." And then we sat down. I'm still like, Still not sure what's going on, so I'm still like, my money's in my pocket still. And I'm like, these barriers that have gone over us, because they're just literally a little metal bar that goes over your lap. I'm like, I'm less worried about my change at this point. And now I'm thinking, if we go upside down, I don't think this is holding me in. If we go upside down,
the worst part is when the room first tilts.
Like, yeah, I didn't see that.
It's that illusion. It's horrible. But before you even start moving, the room tilts to an angle, and that's what set me off. I think I was like, oh god.
You almost got trolled by your own troll.
I did, but it was worth it because to watch you go, what is a sheep? It's worth every time. It was a good time. I think. I got chased by wasps most of the day.
That sucks.
It's a bit weird. Like, there was at one point where I had a refillable drink, and I went to go and refill it up at one of the stations, and it was just literally hundreds of wasps. Like, I didn't fight my way through that to get a bloody drink. Really clever, Alfie Alton. You're clever.
I won a minion from one of the claw machines, which
you did. Oh, in fact, we should probably talk about Spike's incredible shots, to be fair.
Oh yeah, he won a Nemo toy.
He did.
A derpy Nemo.
Yeah.
It wasn't a derpy, but still, it was quite impressive the way he did it. Did not expect that at all.
Hats off to you, Spike.
Yeah, well done. That was a good shot.
Yeah, it's quite funny. In my quest to find Derpy James plushies, I came across a website that will manufacture these minions that I've got one of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I paid the going price for it. That was all right. £1.20.
Oh, Christ almighty. Yeah, it was. It's very expensive to go out there actually for a day.
Yeah, I mean, we
were a bit free flowing with the cash, I think.
Yeah, we got half price tickets, but I think we definitely probably all in all paid about full price for those.
I don't
tickets.
Mind going free flowing for a day though. Like it's a one off thing, isn't it? It's
yeah.
Not so bad. But yeah, it was a good time had by all. And then the last day was really everybody was quite broken, weren't they?
Yeah.
The Tuesday, it was like you battered from Alton Towers, tired from the night before. Because we didn't DJ at all on Monday, did we?
No.
So,
what did we do?
No, wait, no, you're getting it wrong. Sunday, we arrived on Sunday. Monday, we went to the water park. Tuesday, we went to Alton Towers. So,
oh,
Wednesday,
night.
It was just we left.
Oh, no, well, Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's Monday night, then.
Oh, Tuesday night was
yeah,
your
well,
DJ.
I definitely didn't DJ Monday night.
Monday night, you did not.
Because I was definitely hungover at Alton Towers on Tuesday. And it was the one night we sort of had off. For a reason. What was the band? That was Red Hot Chili Peppers, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were.
I don't remember seeing that.
The bassist for Red Hot Chili Pepper band was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
The singer, not so much.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So yeah, it was a good time. We're all still pretty battered and bruised by the whole experience.
Can I say as well, Nemesis? After I got off Nemesis is the one with by far the most G's as you're going around, because it's proper old school roller coaster. So it must be the oldest one there now, I reckon. Proper roller coaster.
I think it's the oldest one there. No, I've actually.
What's older than that?
What's it called? I think actually Hex is older.
Is Hex older?
Jewel definitely is.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. But
yeah,
the actual
roller
coaster. Roller coaster. Maybe
Ripsaw.
We didn't go on Ripsaw, but it's proper like for G-Force. It just throws you around the track.
Oh yeah.
By the end of that ride, all of the blood had been forced to the back of my body and my legs were fucking no seriously, we were going around so fast that the blood was like pooling at the back of my calves, I swear to God.
Varicose veins.
So like, no, I got off and literally I was aching from head to toe after that ride, and that didn't surpass for about 2 days.
What?
My legs were hurting for like 2 days after Nemesis.
You really are made of glass.
Yeah, no, I'm made of if glass might be.
Yeah, very cheap glass. Like,
yeah,
like
is it
sugar
glass? Sugar glass, yeah.
Holy moly. So, yeah, that was that's what we spent pretty much last week doing. So we've only been back less than a week so far, really.
Yeah, definitely.
We all went to... most of us went for post-drinks on Friday night to Spike's Night.
No one told
you. We did tell you.
I don't think you did.
We definitely all told you.
I don't think anyone told me.
I didn't tell you.
I didn't tell me.
Yeah.
We definitely had the conversation.
When?
At some point.
Nope. I disagree. I haven't heard from you since till today.
Would you have come, either way?
No.
Yeah, there you go. So just a quick shout out for Spike and his borderline night. It was surprisingly good. It's not really
Yeah, surprisingly good. I expected it to be terrible, but it was actually alright.
Well, you know what I mean? It was, considering the death of the rock scene in Plymouth in general, I did a little bit expect it to be terrible, because, you know, JFK's was the be all and end all for most people. To see that place packed out like it was, yeah, good job. You deserve all the
Sweet.
Credit.
I think we probably would have enjoyed it more if we weren't all physically drawing.
Yeah, if we weren't in the terrible states that we were, and probably not wearing our varsity jackets.
Hey,
yeah,
the coolest kids in there, right?
What?
You made us go out in our varsity jackets.
Oh, great.
So,
we look like cool motherfuckers. We were like tossing
James, why don't
you
tell your story about Stu?
You were there for that.
I wasn't here, so tell me the story.
You made us go out in our varsity jackets.
Yep.
You made us advertise the podcast and everything.
All the merchants.
First person to come up and ask about what the park jackets were about.
Was a girl, by the way.
Girl.
Just put that out there.
She started talking to James.
And he, no, she
so far it's working alright.
She sat down and she was just like, "Hi guys, so what are the jackets about?" And I went, "Well, I'd like to explain it, but I'm going to let you explain it because, you know, you've got the jacket and everything." And then he would look at her. He just sat there giggling.
He was like
he was embarrassed. He was like a little boy. He was just like, "The girl's talking to me, I'm not going to explain it."
What?
So then I had to explain it. She sat down like on the other side of the room. She noticed that we were all wearing the same jackets. She came over and saw we were playing Pac-Man. Looked at the Pac-Man for a minute, sat down next to me and just went,
okay, what the jacket's about? No, explain it. They're just like, Steve, why didn't you explain? No.
What?
It's just like, okay, alright.
Is this actually an accurate recount of what happened?
The words are pretty much there, but the actual animations are.
Yeah, I'm not sure Stu sounds like that, but I'm gonna go with it. Yeah.
I think it's more like, no, I can't be bothered. You tell her.
I think it was more like looked the other way. I think it actually more went like this. Just looked away.
I think because we were the
best kind of advertisement when someone asks you what you're wearing, you just don't reply. Find out, bitch.
It goes to the point where so many people were asking why we're wearing the same jackets. That I was just gonna get rude about it.
I would have, because I was really disappointed. We went to during the festival. We went to Sainsbury's.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Someone
yeah.
was talking to us about what the jackets were.
I know. I was pretending to be a farmer, weren't I?
You were doing our Cornish accent. We were doing our accents, weren't we?
Yeah, where are you from? I was like, oh, I'm from down south. I can tell by your accent. not that they sound like that up north, but
so yeah, she asked me about the jackets, and I was like, we're at a festival, but we're doing a podcast. And I was really disappointed afterwards. I did just say
for hours about that.
No, I was really disappointed. We didn't say we were like some sort of rock band, some massive rock band. I was like, yeah, we're Foo Fighters tribute band
called the Lad Guys.
Whatever. But yeah, so if someone had asked us about the jackets Friday night, I would have totally been like making shit up.
Yeah, well, if I was less tired, I probably would have, but. I don't know, James plying us with bloody Jaeger shots constantly.
Yeah, wake everyone up. We were drinking. Yeah, no, we were doing shots. And we
here we go.
And we said, oh, we're doing shots. It's like, cool, we're drinking Jaeger, we're drinking Jaeger.
No, it wasn't cool, we're drinking Jaeger. It was cool, we'll do shots.
No,
it's
like, let's do this. And he's like, no, I won't drink that.
The agreed shot.
No, I won't drink that.
Before you go any further, the agreed shots go as this. We were making bets based on what music would be played.
Right.
Based only on the music we had heard in the car that day.
Right.
So if System of a Down came on, it was a shot of Bailey's. If Crazy Bitch came on...
Can I just ask, how does Bailey's tie to System?
It was because we drank Bailey's.
Well, the curry place gave us Bailey's.
If it was Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry, it was half a pint of Bailey's. Those were the rules.
Half a pint of Bailey's.
Half a pint of Bailey's.
Nice.
Yeah. So we were praying that song didn't get played for that reason. And then System of a Down came on, and we're like, right, we'll do a shot of Bailey's. He gets to the bar, he orders Jaeger bomb. Jaegers. Just Jaeger.
Yeah.
So we're like, fine, one Jaeger's fine. We'll do that. Four Jaegers later, I think it was, after everyone had bought shots at that point. We're like, right, I'm not doing Jaegers anymore. I'm too tired, and it's gross. You know, I'm feeling sick. So we moved on to Apple Sours, which is where James has the problems.
Apple Sours.
Can you just take the fall for this? Because it was your idea.
It was completely my idea because Jaeger was going to make me sick. Apple Sours was
and
going
I was
going
like
to
tempted to find out how much babies would have been cost. And then
I don't think
like,
even have babies.
No,
he was going to say they're going to be like £5 each. I was like, yeah, no.
Apple Sours.
I'm alright with Apple Sours. That seems legit.
Everyone's alright with Apple Sours.
Thank you. It is legit. Just because you wanted to like Jaeger is actually a disgusting shot. It's not
nice.
Like,
I don't mind Jaeger, but at the same time, like if
Apple Sours is more of like a drink. You can put like a pint glass. You can have that. Let's go.
Bear in mind, this is
right,
2 days
next
after
podcast,
we got back.
Right there, a bottle
of
Apple Sours just for James to sit there and drink it.
I'd drink it.
Done.
Right, cool. You heard it here first. James will be drinking a bottle of Apple Sours.
I've done it before, so it's not
he might have a little bit more to contribute next time.
Yeah. Oh, Mutey McMutison over there.
What? You guys are enjoying your conversation. I'm really listening this time.
I thought you were the funny.
Yeah, you
are not getting your cut from this podcast.
You might get cut.
I mean, then you do the funny.
Well,
I'm seeing how well you've done. Then you've done a fantastic job.
Gonna have to oust you, James. Moving on to which we should probably move on to James Cares at this point.
Is that a good idea?
I think so. I think we have a couple. I posted earlier.
You posted earlier. Are you just giving it away?
No, I mean I posted for the podcast.
I don't know if this is a James Cares actually, but it's from a loyal follower, Theo, and I think it's directed at you. Why is Meepo so legit?
Oh, that's a Dota 2 question.
Oh, great.
Yeah, glad everybody's involved
Skip
in
it.
That one.
Yeah,
Skip
well,
it.
I'm going to answer it anyway. He's so legit because he
Skip
just
it.
Don't quit. I don't know. I've never played Meepo, so. Meepo's a character on Dota 2 where basically his ultimate move, if you like, is he replicates himself. And as that move gets more powerful, he replicates himself over and over. You get an actual replica of your character. He's a very trolly character to use. So if you can use him well, if you can micromanage, he's pretty much unstoppable. And Theo has been using him a lot lately. Not well, I guess, but he's been using him a lot lately. Okay, next question.
James, this is directed at you and your extensive geographical knowledge.
Well, that's nothing then.
Where is Bongo Bongo Land, and have you ever been there?
As in Umbongo Land? As in Umbongo?
As in UKIP Bongo Bongo Land.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
where the sunglasses and the football stadiums come from.
Before we answer this question, which verges on the form of racism, I suppose, there was a news report about the UKIP.
I think we brought this up in the last podcast.
Did we? I don't think we did.
No,
I'm sure we didn't.
Because we started talking about Kenya. And he's like, I'm talking about Kenya. I was
pretty sure
I was Nelson Mandela doing.
Pretty sure I cut that.
Yeah, okay. Nelson Mandela got cut out, unfortunately.
The UKIP, one of their representatives went on record of saying, what was it?
Foreign aid
is useless. We're sending too much money to Bongo Bongo Land, and they're spending it all on fancy
sunglasses
and stadiums.
By the way, if you listen to this and you're in the UKIP or the BNP for that fact, what's wrong with you?
Please stop listening.
What is wrong with you?
If you're in the UKIP expats division.
just so we're clear, Bongo Bongo Land doesn't exist.
I
think they drink it in the Congo.
Bongo, they drink it in the Congo. They ran out of Kenya for a run of mango.
Why do you know that?
That's a song.
Why do you even know that?
Who's this guy?
I don't know.
Because I had an awesome childhood, that's why I remember that.
Well, you sat and watched the same advert over and over again, so you knew the words.
Not the cartoons.
He only had Channel 3 on his TV.
Don't use Bongo Bongo Land as a racial slur, please.
Oh,
it's terrible.
God.
And none of us appreciate it. Fuck you, UKIP.
Yep. So, James, where is he referring to?
Africa.
And have you ever been?
No, I haven't been in Africa.
Well, he had an opportunity to go to South Africa at one point.
Yeah, but I gave it to my staff, unlike someone who went, yeah, I'm taking it for myself, fuck everyone else.
I deserve to go to South Africa. Right?
To watch, who was it? The UK football team?
UK versus USA. The most I've ever trolled Stu Sampson is being in South Africa at the World Cup.
To watch football.
And I sent him a text message going, I'm watching UK versus USA, simply because it was quick. And he was like, UK? UK? It's fucking England, you idiot. Like, got proper hooligan on me.
We were stood in a pub watching ITV cut out the first goal, and I got this dickhead sending me text messages.
I was sat right behind the goal when it happened. It was the best part about it.
I'll never go anywhere to watch football.
Footballs!
Then someone said, do you want to go watch some football? I'd probably cut my...
You've been to Arsenal to watch them play.
Yeah, we went there for 5 minutes.
Still count.
Got shit face.
Yep.
And then left. We left and went to the Trocadero's. We drank everything. Went to the Trocadero. The guy said, you do know if you leave, you can't come back. We're like, yeah, we ain't come back.
There you go, Arsenal.
Because these aren't just like stadium seats either. These are booth seats. These are very expensive. In the booth
seats.
We
just drank all the champagne, had a couple of pints, got kind of pissed, and then went to the Trocadero and beat some Asians at street fighter. That was that day.
So Arsene Wenger, I hope you're listening to this.
Apparently Arsene Wenger.
You
want to
put an arcade machine in your stadium, right? Next one is, where do you keep your junk?
In my trunk.
Funny enough, that's what she said too.
That's what this says, yeah. I always keep mine in my trunk.
I'm going to keep it. It's a silly question. Next question.
In my next life, I'm going to have a Star Trek wedding. If you were reincarnated, would you still do a podcast?
How do they correlate?
I was going to say, they're completely...
Hang on, did you read that right? Like, I'm going to read this again. In my next life, I'm going to have a Star Trek wedding. If you were reincarnated, would you still do a podcast? No matter what way you read that.
That's how I read it.
They don't correlate, do they?
No,
that
makes no sense.
So, if you were reincarnated, would you still do a podcast?
I don't know.
Would you have a Star Trek wedding?
No.
Who would you dress up as?
Creepy Kirk. He'd be the uncle.
He'd be the one marrying them, staring at the bride.
I'd be a Ferengi.
A Ferengi. Do we have any more questions?
Might be no.
Does James think that Chevron is cool now that she's got us more Twitter followers?
No.
Apparently she needs to do more.
No. Apparently she fucked up on Follow Friday. Mr. Sampson was very angry at the fact that she didn't do
Follow
Friday properly.
That shit. What the fuck are you doing? Fridays, love, come on.
Yeah, a non-paid employee.
Yeah, she wants one of these jackets. She's had to buck her ideas.
Don't anger the intern.
Yeah,
James tells her to fuck off every week.
James is allowed to.
He's allowed.
It's a little different when
he
does it.
Came from the same vagina. I'm allowed to tell the fuck off.
Don't give that away.
That's a lovely sentiment.
Don't give that away that my sister came from the same vagina as I did.
No one knows your sister's our intern.
Oh, well, she's our intern. Both came from the same vagina.
She's the Batman. You heard it here first.
Both made of the same penis.
Oh, my God. Your mum and dad listen to this, right?
Yeah. Well, they're going to know. I think my mum's going to know that what came out of her vagina.
I'm sure she doesn't want to start talking about it in such vulgar terms.
I'm still biting my tongue right now.
Stu's having to bite his tongue. And if he's biting his tongue, it means what he has to say is not nice.
Something about my mother. My mother's a saint.
Almost certainly.
She's a wizard.
What?
Have you actually got any other
That's it, we're done,
That's
we're done.
We're done on James
Cares.
Okay. James Cares seems to be just one person asking the same question.
Yeah, no, two people.
Yeah, Theo.
Two people, excuse me.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to change it up a bit.
So I'm going to ask you a James Cares question, which I've been asked, if you like.
Okay.
My boyfriend found a message on Facebook that he didn't like, and now we're not together anymore.
Okay.
How would I resolve the situation?
I would go after the other person that they're interested in.
That's terrible, terrible advice.
Where did you get this information from?
Well, he got the internet information. If I think he's the right person, then yeah.
I don't think you do.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, either way... terrible answer.
I would say
so. You would say, don't work on your relationship you currently have. Just fuck off and find someone else.
Yep. Well, you broke up. Deal with it. Get over it. Carry on your life.
Wow, I wish you would take the same advice.
Oh, get him some Savlon.
Yeah.
You just got burned.
Oh. So I think that's it for James Cares this week.
Potentially ever, by the time.
Potentially ever. It's just died a death already, hasn't
We've
it?
Got 72 new followers. We've got like 30 something followers in the last week.
I think there might be bots, to be honest.
No, there's like lots of like 30 odd thousand followers and stuff. So
okay, to prove that we have any followers whatsoever on Twitter, if you've actually listened to this podcast this far, we would like you to submit one question to James. He sat there, he doesn't have much to say, he's a bit lonely, a bit bored.
A bit lonely.
It's bit like blown-y. Lonely and bored at the same time.
Lonely.
So anyway, send your questions to us. You don't have to send them to James Cares, you can send any question to any of us if you like. You can ask Mitch how he's so Cornish, Stu how he's so tall.
I can answer that right now. Because I'm from Cornwall.
You can't talk to me at all. You can ask me why I'm so cute.
I doubt that's gonna be a question.
No.
Stu, how did you get so cool? Because I'm going to avoid that like the plague because it didn't work.
Ask your mum.
Wait.
She listens to this?
Your mum definitely doesn't listen to this. Miss Palmer, you do not listen to this. Whatever. So that section's done with, I think, for at least a while. Yeah. Can we at least get some questions? Unless Theo wants to just start asking questions that are relevant rather than about things no one else knows about.
Yeah, if we could get no more MOBA questions, that'd be great.
I do get a lot of them, I guess. I'm the only one that plays it. Oh, which is actually one thing he did ask me to request, by the way. By the next podcast, for us all to have one game of Dota 2.
No. I can do that. I've got it downloaded.
Everyone has it. Everyone got a free key. Do you want it?
Oh, shit. I've got it downloaded. It's already on my hard drive.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Everyone does.
Was it on your hard drive?
It's like game deal different fucking pass in Dota 2.
No, it's a free game now, anyway. It's only released an alpha, so.
But I had it before everyone.
Well, either way,
that
we all play a game of Dota or two.
Yeah, I can do that.
And then we can talk about it next podcast. See what your take is on it, whether or not, you know, being called a faggot on live is something you enjoy.
I've been called enough times a faggot online.
I do it quite often.
I don't need it again.
What
is everyone playing at the moment? Are you playing anything new?
So let's start with what people
are still struggling through The Last of Us?
No, I haven't had time to play it.
Why don't we talk about what we played before we started the podcast? Because
we had a bit of a SNES quest, didn't we?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a nostalgia sort of couple of hours. We played a bit of Super Soccer. Super Off-Road, bit of Mario Kart. I played Street Racer a bit earlier. I watched James complete The Lion King. He was terrible.
Just point out this has all been spurred by James and Stu bought a new TV, so they've now got a TV out for nearly 12 months in their front room where their SNES has been residing. They do have other TVs in the room, they just...
I don't know, I don't drive my 50-inch up here, do I? It's too heavy. Too much effort. Plus, I want to play my Xbox down there.
Hmm.
So, we've gone without a TV in our front room for since the riots happened. So, that's what, 2 years ago?
There was nothing to do with the riots, it just happened to be around that time.
Oh, yeah, I think the riots broke. We watched so much news that it broke our TV. So now we have a new TV, it's nothing special, but we can now watch TV in the front room again. We've been playing our SNES since.
Your TV, we play SNES.
I know, we've got a TiVo box, played SNES instead. That's how we get down. It was actually pretty fun. We are terrible at every game so far.
No, I love Super Off-Road on the game.
You were, I suppose towards
it
the
did take
right?
about 30 levels.
No, it was all about starting slow.
It was a bit of the rabbit versus the tortoise situation. I've got to give him that.
By the end of it, I was king of the castle, dirty rascal area.
Yeah, and plus you weren't upgrading that top speed. That's
it was all about top speed.
You fucked up, son.
Yeah.
I'd have won in the end.
Then I had to watch bloody James play Roadrunner, which was the most annoying.
Oh my god, that game sucks.
Oh, they played Formula 1 as well when you were outside.
I'm glad I was outside, because that game's also annoying.
Yeah. For about 10 minutes, and then... Oh look, someone won. I think I won.
You just win. I crashed.
Right.
So, we've sort of gone back to the SNES slightly. That, and I'm playing Terraria again. I'm on the last boss before the world changes to hard mode, and I cannot, for love nor money, kill the motherfucker. It's bugging the shit out of me. And James, every time he jumps in to help me, just dies straight away.
Yeah.
It's very annoying. He's no good.
I'm pretty awful at it.
I've been playing Dead Rising 2. This is free.
I love Dead Rising 2.
Free on Xbox now. Next 2 weeks it's free on Xbox to download, so even if you don't want to play it right now, download it anyway, or at least start downloading it and cancel, because then you've always got it.
If you've never played it, you should. It's
very good.
It's really good.
Xbox do that thing now where every 2 weeks they have a new free game.
Every podcast he's told you about a new one, to be fair.
Last one was Assassin's Creed 2. Before that was
Assassin's Creed 2 was a good one.
They were awful. I hate Assassin's Creed.
Before that was it was a shitty arcade game before that. Crackdown, sorry.
Yeah. They gave away Crackdown for free.
Crackdown 1 was free.
Oh, God, I missed that. I love Crackdown.
Every 2 weeks a new game. So 16th and the 1st of every month they bring out a new game. I'll tell you what, every podcast I'll update you on what's the free game is on Xbox. I'll also find out what they are on PSN as well.
Mm.
Xbox.
Let's not do too much homework.
At the moment, Dead Rising 2, definitely download it. And like I say, if you don't download it, start downloading and cancel it, because then you can download it anytime, because it will go back up on the first to whatever price it will be.
And it's a genuinely great game. When it first came out, I really enjoyed it. I really like riding around on the little tiny bicycles.
Yes.
Smacking zombies. It's a lot of fun. James, what have you been playing apart from SNES?
Nothing really. Like since the last game, we played Terraria.
Theo wanted me to tell you play way too much Command & Conquer. Red Alert, sorry.
What's wrong with that?
Why?
I don't know, just wanted me to tell you that. I'm just going to put that out there. Just throwing it out. Yeah, it was.
Red Alert 2 is awesome.
96.
On the Xbox.
Dead Rising 1 or 2?
No, Red Alert 2 on the PC.
PC's the best place to play.
I haven't played on the Xbox. It's first one or second one?
Second
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, they still need to sort out the safety.
I'll get you Dead Rising 2 will get you psyched for Dead Rising 3. I saw an excellent trailer for Dead Rising 3. Has everyone seen the new trailer for Dead Rising 3?
It does look beautiful.
Pretty good.
But it's CG again, so I'm
still it is CGI. It. Has anyone seen I didn't see it yet. I only saw it for the first time like a couple of days ago. The CGI trailer for The Witcher where they're hanging the woman.
Yeah, I didn't like Witcher 2, I'll be honest.
I've not played any Witcher games, but Witcher 3 looks fucking amazing.
A little bit moist about Thief.
Someone saw on top of me the other day, it's looking like it's a bit ropey.
I don't know about that.
Really?
I saw it really look pretty good.
Yeah,
the original Thief games were the
phenomenal,
Also, by the time you listen to this, I imagine we would have had Gamescom news, so there'd be some news.
Oh, yeah,
Gamescom for us. That's for us tomorrow. Like I said, Stu takes about a week to make these, so.
That's probably about a week ago. It definitely will be a week because I'm away as of tomorrow as well.
So yeah, whatever news game, Xbox got a new game exclusive coming out. Apparently, is a boxing game. You're at first. It wasn't a boxing game.
Connect boxing and Connect fighting. That's all.
I wonder if it'd be Ready to Rumble. That would be interesting.
No, it's not ready to Rumble. It's a sequel to some shitty fighting game. But
I'm not excited about that at all.
No, I'm not excited about it if it's that. But I don't. That's rumours. I don't.
Isn't
know
it? It was a free launch, a day one launch game, day one console.
I think we'll find out tomorrow.
Really. No, I don't know. Yeah.
We're already speculating.
By the time you hear this, you'll know what it is anyway. So, Gamescom news. That's what I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I might even get up early to watch it. Might the Microsoft announcement.
I definitely won't.
I'm not working till 12 tomorrow.
We were booking tickets for...
Oh, Eurogamer. Yeah, it looks like a couple of us. You still have to tell us if you go.
I'll definitely be doing
it. You're definitely going. Okay, so me and Stu are...
Where are you going to be? Probably going to be going to Europe. Can you be in London?
Why are you going to be in Ireland for?
Can you tailor it so you'll be in London?
No. I'm doing every other build now.
Alright, well, anyway, me and Stu are looking like we might be going to Eurogamer at the end of September, so hopefully we'll have some Eurogamer news, a bit of hands-on with some of the consoles, so that'll be good.
I'm going to try and check out the Kevin Smith podcast when I'm in New York.
He's got a new one out, right?
Yeah.
Where he learns stuff.
Yeah. But I'm hoping he's going to be in the area when I'm back in the US.
That'll be good.
That's coming up pretty soon as well, so... we probably have one more podcast before that happens, and then it'll be a bit of a hiatus again for a couple of weeks. I think honestly that we should probably leave it there. We've been rambling for quite a while now, and again, honestly, we've been together for the last 4 weeks, and we don't want to sit here telling personal stories. We generally have been.
We've got nothing to tell each other because we've basically hung out since the last podcast. So
I think we'll leave it there. So, from me, Stu.
From me, Mitch.
James
and Stu,
we'll leave it there. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Whoa.
Uh oh.
Who killed Tupac?
Who
killed
Tupac? Captain
Kirk.
Fucking Kirk. I'm gonna go with Kirk.
Creepy Kirk.
Oh. Creepy Kirk killed Tupac.
He did.
With his penis.
Fucking whiskey dick.
Yeah, his penis doesn't work. No need to worry. So who killed Tupac?
Captain Kirk.
Creepy Kirk.
Creepy Kirk.
Yeah, I agree.
Creepy Kirk, we're coming for you. Pterodactyls. So, 2 weeks' time. Bye.
Bye.